I would like to call the meeting back to order, please. Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11502, the application of Charles and Mary Lou Strawn. I'm sure I got it wrong. I do it all the time. Apologize for that.
We've been called worse.
West of Bunning Road, approximately 132 feet south of Lighthouse Road, being Route 54, approximately 66 feet north of Fenwick Avenue, being State Line Road, and being in the unincorporated area of Fenwick Island with a 911 address of 38956 Bunning Avenue, Fenwick Island, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 134, map 23.20, parcel number 164, requesting a variance from the front yard, side yard, and maximum height requirement for a dwelling. For the benefit of the record, being more specific, they're requesting a 20.3-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for the dwelling, requesting an 8.4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the north side of the dwelling, requesting an 8.2-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback on the south side of the dwelling, and requesting to raise the dwelling 4 feet, with existing setback. I couldn't see the dot.
Okay. I didn't either. Look like 40 feet.
Well, I thought it was 40 feet.
I did too.
On this application, we received no letters of support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns, for the record. That's all I have.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Charles Strawn, 3578. What was it? 35783 Seagull Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Okay. And you are?
Mary Lou Strawn, 35783 Seagull Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah, we do.
Sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. We're here to really, I guess the easiest way of putting this is to raise the structure 4 feet.
That's
from
it.
Where it is right now.
Not 40.
Not 40. Okay.
Four.
I guess it's the front and the sides are a result that this thing was built in 1946, and the builder put four houses on one lot. He saved the one house for himself and sold the other three. This cottage has been family owned since 1947, and my brother and I inherited in, I think it was 07, and I bought him out probably within a year after that. My wife and I totally renovated in 2009, and probably the thing that makes us crazy is that the lot is only 32 foot wide going across. It's 100 foot deep, but when my parents purchased the place, it was originally 50 foot deep, and the four homeowners then purchased the lot behind them and then subdivided it. The house is 24 and 3/10 feet wide at its widest point at the back of the house, and it's 33 feet 4/10 foot deep. It's approximately at this point 24 feet from the ridge line down to the ground. A little bit lower in the front, but that's because the elevation of the land is a little bit higher in the front of the house. As I said, we're looking to raise the cottage and the decks approximately 4 foot higher than they are now. The proposal that the contractor gave us said that he is going to raise the cottage and decks approximately 4 foot higher than they are existing now. He'll remove the cement block piers that it's sitting on and then install new footings and block piers. He'll install 4x4 posts for the decks, and he will install new 2x10 salt-treated girders on top of the pier for the house bearing. I guess the uniqueness of it is the age of the house. And incidentally, the house has not changed its footprint since it was built in 46, and the lot size. As I said, the house was completely renovated in 2009. It was taken down to studs inside. There's new plumbing, new electrical. We put in geothermal. The outside was, the asbestos shingles were stripped off, new siding put on, new windows, new doors. I mean, just everything, new roof. We added two bedrooms and a bath upstairs. It was a story and a half, so there was really nothing upstairs before that. The reason why we're asking for a higher elevation is just simply that I've got pictures of it, and it sits about. It sits about a foot and a half to 2 foot off the ground now. And originally it was probably 3 to 4 foot, but in 62.
Down there so we can look. Do you need those back?
No.
Okay.
In 62, the March storm brought in sand, so now it's sitting about 2 foot. As I said, the structure, the footprint of the structure hasn't changed. The decks were added in the 70s or early 80s. They were done by my parents, and I'm not real clear when they were put on, but I know it was right around the late 70s or early 80s. As far as changing the character of the neighborhood, as you can see in the pictures, going up 4 foot from 24 foot isn't going to, change too much the way it looks, because most of the buildings around us are almost up to 42 foot now. There aren't any objections to our next door neighbors. The neighbors to the south of us, the two houses south of us, have been there since 52, their families. And the neighbors right next to us on the north side have been there 10 years, and we've known their families well all my life. We're not going up any higher than 4 foot, to more or less keep it down to where the houses on each side of us are. Also, I'm not getting any younger, and those steps are going to become a problem. As I said, the house itself will stay in its footprint, and same with the decks. They won't be extended out. And the house will be approximately 28 feet tall. Will it afford any relief? You know, the house did survive March 62 storm. No water ever entered the house, but it went right up to the doors. And we hope that raising it will afford us to hang on to it for a while longer. And that's about it.
Okay.
Are there any questions?
Anybody will see. Are there any questions from members of the board? And we'll start down here with you, Mr. Workman.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Ricker?
So you would say the hardship has not been created by you in any shape or form?
No.
Because you heard everything.
Well, it was done probably a year before I was born. I was born in December.
Well, 40. I mean the decks.
Yeah.
The decks?
No.
That's what I said. I mean.
No, but, yeah.
That was a good answer. 1946, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No other questions.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
There's three variances requested here. Mr. Lang, is that correct?
The
four.
What is the fourth variance?
One is requesting the variance from the front setback.
Right.
Because we're raising it, we're bringing it into conformity by the application variances. Requesting an 8.4 variance from the side yard setback north side. Requesting an 8.2 foot variance when we require a 10 foot side yard setback for the south side of the dwelling. And requesting to raise the dwelling 4 feet. And you said
to raise it 4 feet.
Maximum height would not exceed 27 feet.
28.
28, I'm sorry.
28.
It might be a little taller. But it'd be way under 42.
It'd be about 42.
No, right. It'd be way under 42.
So, okay, that's where I'm confused on the last one. I mean, why would they need a variance to raise it 4 feet?
Only because the county attorney's opinions over the past many years is that if you raise it into airspace, you have to have a variance.
Okay.
Because they're raising the house up to get a variance.
Even though it's below the 42-foot?
But all the setbacks are already encroached upon.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it's below 42, just let, you're letting them know that they're letting you know that they're applying to do that.
Right, okay.
That was a big discussion years ago, John.
Right.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
Thank you.
Okay. Further questions?
I've got a question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
You're raising it up. Are you having any exterior stairs that are going up? Are they going out at all?
You can see on the side, there's some steps there.
On the south side?
Yes.
Okay, but they're not
those. Those are what we're going to do is do away with those. We're just going to deck over it.
Okay. So you're not going to have any steps?
The only steps that may go out beyond where the deck is now is out back, but that shouldn't encroach on anything.
Okay. That's always something we look at because when folks elevate a house,
right.
Sometimes the unintended consequences, the stairs go out further. So
then they should, yes.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,402. The uniqueness of the property is that the footing and everything and the building's been there since in the 40s.
46.
And of course, the decks are been there since the 80s, and the applicant really had nothing to do with that. That's what was inherited in raising the building. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Evidently, they're in a flood zone. And this is the result of that, and this is what they have to do right now. Okay. The unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty, of course, hasn't been created. It's been 1940s again, I'll re-quote that, and a variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,502. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,502 is approved.
Woo! We might avoid another storm.
Thank you.
Yes.